Well, let us pray. Lord, you are the resurrection and the life. You don't always show up in the way we want or expect. But we pray that you will show up by your Spirit this morning and speak to us as we contemplate this text. Amen. Well, as you've heard repeatedly, today's the first Sunday in Lent, that season where we lean into Jesus more intentionally than usual. And of course, today is also an important day in the life of our church. After the service, we have a church life meeting where we'll vote on whether or not to call Trey Ferguson as our next settled pastor. And in light of that, I have been told to be very brief. So you're getting a sermonette today. Well, knowing the triumphant ending of this story, it's easy to forget the anguish, the fever, the pain, the fear, and the disappointment. The deep disappointment with Jesus. After all, he should have been there. He should have intervened. He shouldn't have let this happen. Not if he loved us. And we hear Jesus' words, "Lazarus, come out." Such cheeky, audacious words. Imagine saying that to a dead guy in the tomb. And we're thrilled to watch Lazarus stagger out, encumbered by his burial wrappings, squinting in the harsh light of day, because after all, we weren't there to be terrified. Jesus lets his friend Lazarus die, and his friends Mary and Martha go through the deathbed scene, the wrapping of the body, the burial without his comforting presence, let alone his intervention. He lets them cry when he could have stopped. He leaves them to suffer the anguish of loss and taste the bile of abandonment. He should have been there. After all, they sent word that Lazarus was gravely ill. Lord, the one you love is sick. And Jesus' response? To stay put for 2 more days. Days which must have felt like weeks to Mary and Martha. And then he says to his disciples, "Let us go back to Judea." And they set out on the 20-plus-mile walk to Bethany. Jesus sees the opportunity Lazarus' sickness provides, an opportunity to stretch his friend's faith and, with Lazarus' death, to stage, you know, the miracle to end all miracles. And boy, this feels a little callous and insensitive, letting his friends experience wrenching grief that he could have prevented. And what makes it okay that he lets his friends suffer like this? Well, Jesus knows what none of them is willing to acknowledge. His time is almost up, and his friends will be nearly crushed by his crucifixion. They will face not only the loss of their beloved teacher, but the loss of their dreams for the future. I mean, who are they apart from him? If he's gone, what are they to do with their lives if the authorities even allow them to live? And Jesus has been preparing them for this, for his death, for some time now, but they can't hear him. His words bounce off their ears, and they're still thinking about keeping Jesus and themselves safe, safe until it's time to establish the kingdom of God through rebellion against Rome. Keeping Jesus out of the hands of the opponents is their priority. But Jesus knows what none of them know, that they will certainly face a trial which will test their souls, test their resolve, test their faith in every possible way, for they will watch him die and see him entombed. And he must prepare them for this. He must give them hope and courage. And so he allows his beloved friend Lazarus to die. Jesus intentionally delays his arrival in Bethany so that the glory of God can be demonstrated and his friend's faith bloom. So that in the dark days ahead, they will have more than words to which to cling. They will not just have the memory of Lazarus stumbling from the tomb. They will have Lazarus with them, fully restored to life. They will discover that Jesus is the resurrection and the life, not just a teacher and a healer, they will have hope for their own dark times. But this lesson is costly. Mary weeps, the friends weep, even Jesus weeps. But Jesus knew that the worst his friends would face was 4 days of anguish, and then they would see the power and glory of God the Son on display, and it would help prepare them for the weeks ahead. Wasn't easy for Mary and Martha, or I dare say Lazarus, to learn this lesson. It wasn't easy for the disciples to return to Bethany with Jesus. Remember Thomas's words, "Let us also go that we may die with him." It wasn't easy for Jesus to let his friends grieve. There were tears all around. Everyone was crying. But I would guess that all of them would say after the fact that it was worth it in the end. It was worth it to see Lazarus stagger out of that tomb and see the power and glory of God the Son on display. But what does this ancient miracle have to do with our lives? Our lives, which all contain a measure of grief, of hopeless-looking circumstances, a seeming silence from God. Our lives at this frightening, chaotic time in history. Well, it is a message of hope. It is an invitation to ponder Lazarus stumbling forth and know that God can be trusted.